Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Very special day. It is Wednesday. It is Wide Open Wednesday.
Ooh. Wow, that was some good enthusiasm on your part.
Thank you. 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-MORE. That means that it's Wide Open Wednesday. The phone lines are open, and you can call us anytime. But we usually only take the phone calls in the beginning of the show. So let's get right to it. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You are on the show. Whoa, whoa.
Hi, this is Lori Canada from Rochester, New York.
This is Mike O'Mara. I'm from Fort Myers, Florida, and Hancock, Maine.
Oscar Rob? Santana, La Paz, Bolivia.
Rob ahead, Spiewak, Rob. Loudoun County / Leesburg, Virginia.
Pony?
I am Pony Boy, and I'm from Fairfax County, Virginia.
Adrian?
Adrian Garcia, Reston, Virginia.
Mac?
I am Michael McIntosh.
Who?
Michael McIntosh.
No, your name is Mac.
Mac.
McIntosh.
Mac McIntosh.
All right, don't pick. Why did he get picked on? See, he got picked on. That's fine. Michael McIntosh, I'll accept that. I like
but
Michael
we
McIntosh.
But we made a DJ name for him. Yeah.
Mac McIntosh. Mm-hmm.
We
Mac
actually sort of McIntosh. We sort of group right. tested it.
So, Ms. Canada, and I happen to remember the name because I love your country. What can we do for you up in stop it. What can we do for you up in Rochester?
Well, I have a couple questions. One's for Rob. I want to know why he unfriended me.
Ooh.
Damn.
Rob, I should point out, is the most arbitrary of all of us when it comes to unfriending on Facebook. It can be the absolute most minuscule perceived slight, and he will eliminate you from his world. Rob, do you happen to remember Ms. Canada?
I remember the name. My guess would be either she said something inappropriate, something that displeased
me. Well, let's ask
her.
Let's ask her. It's on her.
Right.
If she was unfriended, it's on her to give us her speculation as to why she was unfriended on Facebook. Ms. Canada, why were you? Why do you think you were unfriended by Rob?
Maybe because I shop at Wegmans.
I could be.
Did you defend Wegmans? Or did you talk about how great it was?
I try not to, but I live in Rochester. It's our main store. So
hey, listen, I live in Washington, D.C.
Stop it. Don't pick on her.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying I live in Washington, D.C. I'm not a senator. It's not required.
But you did you say, did you
post? I don't blame you for what the senators do.
That's good. Did you post anything positive about Wegmans? Because that would have pissed Rob off.
I don't even recall. I try not to.
Hazy at best.
Yeah, you sound like
I hate Wegmans, but sometimes they're great.
Well, see, I love Wegmans. I think Wegmans is one of the great grocery stores
Much
of all time.
Much better than your run-of-the-mill Giant.
You're unfriended. You're unfriended.
Here's
everybody's
the thing about
unfriended.
Wegmans. Wegmans, you walk into Wegmans and you think it's a much more expensive grocery store than it actually is.
The staples are comparable.
It's actually
but the reason
comparable in
is,
some cases
Mike,
better.
They design it to bring you in on the staples, but you can't get out, so you end up buying more. Don't you see? You're a rube. They're treating you like
no.
an idiot. Yes.
No.
Yes.
I like it because they've got options to dine and pick up specialty foods, and I like
oh,
that.
You
I
can
think that's fun.
And talk to the Olive Bar and speak to the cheese.
What do you like,
merchant?
Safeway? Is that where you go, Safeway or Giant?
I have my
he
most
likes
beautiful
to buy
Giant.
Bulk.
I have Giant.
You have Giant?
Yeah.
Which has all the white sugar in the middle.
Like every grocery store, including your Wegmans, but at least Giant has the common
Wegmans
sense.
Down here.
At
by
least
the way,
Giant has the common sense to give me aisles that are parallel.
By
that's
the way,
all I
have. Something, I have something better than Giant, better than Safeway, better than Wegmans. That happens to be our standard chain.
I know what it is.
Down here, which is a 10.
Food Lion.
And it's one of the better things. No, it's not Food Lion.
It's Publix.
It's Publix.
It's a great outfit.
A phenomenal grocery store.
Great outfit.
Really just, I mean, you know what kind of grocery store it is? It's just right here, right in your face. simple, nothing too fancy.
See, you're proving my argument. That's okay. Exactly what Wegmans is not.
Hey, will you give Lori a second chance? She seems like a loyal listener.
Send me a message.
Lori, do you want to Rob to refriend you?
Yeah, then I'd have a whole set because everyone else has been friendly enough.
She's collecting all four.
Collect the whole set. Let me ask you this.
We're not bobbleheads, you know.
And it's Lori Canada?
Yeah.
All right. Are you a Trump supporter?
Hey, no politics.
I'm sorry, I'm asking. Are you a Trump supporter?
No.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Is Canada your real name?
I just asked that question because it might be a little window into my friending policy. thank you, Lori. Do we have another call?
We have 10 other calls.
Well, let's move on and take another. Thank you, Lori Canada from Rochester.
See you later.
Robbie Friender.
Bye, friend.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara Show, you're on God, what was that? You're on TMOS. Hello.
Hey, buddy. How are you? Good morning, Mr. Mike. How are you? It's your old friend.
Who's my old friend? Do you want to play a guessing game, or is this, do you want to just come right out and tell me?
I'm calling you from the deck of the Jack Tar. This is my morning show from my basement.
This guy, it's not bad shtick.
Are you on a speaker? Is there any way you could come off the speakerphone, though?
Yeah.
Oh, let me see if I can try. I'm gonna have to turn over to the county over here. Hold on. Let me see.
Really? Speakerphones are really hard, Grease.
Can you hear me now?
Hold on. No, you're still.
To work the phone. I'm sorry about that, sir.
That's a little better, Grease. Yeah. How are you this morning?
I'm feeling okay. I'm doing okay. I'm about 15 martinis down and heading out to see what I can see. I know there's some good fishy smells out there that I'll probably bring up some old memories for me and you. And I wasn't doing too good. I wanted to see how the old ticker is doing.
Yeah, the ticker is fine. It's everything else that's a mess. But thanks, Grease. I appreciate that. And can hey, Grease, what do we call the phone callers? We have to take some more. So. What are we looking for?
Oh, well, we love our callers. They're the ones who support us all the time. They're not
No, that's it. Bye, Oscar. No. So he had to call them maggots.
Yeah, you see, that's where Doug dropped the ball. Doug dropped the ball. We have so many maggots on the line.
Maggots on the line. Hello. Hey, Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. How are you guys doing?
Great. Did you just call me Oscar?
I think he did.
That's your name when you entertain questions, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know, for some reason it sounded like Aster, so I was thinking like the Duke of Aster.
Yeah, Lady
and
Aster.
And I was
sure.
thinking the Duke of Oscar. The Duke of Oscar might be
I heard
new,
Asker,
nickname.
And I said Asker. That's a first.
Asgar.
Yeah, yes. Asgar.
I'll take it.
What can we do for you, sir?
I apologize.
Yeah.
Listen, I live two towns north of where Lochte grew up, and let me tell you, they're all crazy down there.
Oh, some Lochte intel.
Where did Ryan Lochte grow up, just out of curiosity?
Naples, New York, and he went to school in Bloomfield, New York.
Yeah, so a lot of those, like, is that up mid to upstate New York? Is that what we're talking about?
Just south of Rochester.
Okay, so it's upstate New York. And, you know, you got those towns like Rome and Naples, and it's Billy Fusillo country, too. You have Billy Fusillo
up
there,
right.
Don't you?
That's the one area, Mike, where you and I totally disagree. I am so tired of him.
Well, I might be, too. I might be, too. You know what he's doing now? This is what he's doing now. He's down here in South Florida, and his promotion is he can't say what he does, but he makes it obvious that he's ripping up contracts. So, you know, so if you come in a dealership, here's the thing, Caroline. I'll walk in, and I'll just rip up your contract. And then he mentions that he's given away 40 cars. In the last couple of months. So you're sitting there and you're getting your Kia from Fusillo.
Right.
And he rips up the contracts. And there's one where he's talking to God, where he's sitting like on
our Lord and Savior.
Oh, I could record these. I could record these things. Thank you, Lord. Thanks for everything. Thanks for it. And then he'll get there's another one now where he'll mention the Italian restaurant.
Yeah, I was going to ask if he's still talking about
backyard.
The restaurant. Yeah.
He does. Well, he's constantly on the air. He saturates the airwaves. That's his style. And by the way, that's what the Mike O'Mara Show will do when we eventually get our grant from the National Education Foundation.
And
the thing. The thing is, you know, he's like a car wreck. You can't help but stare at him, but, you know.
But, you know,
it
makes sense to me that Lochte would be from upstate New York. He probably loves Wegmans.
See, that's so unfair to people that like Wegmans. That is not fair. What else can we do for you? Another call. Two calls in a row from upstate New York. What can we do for you, sir?
I just want to let you know that they're all nuts down in Naples.
They're nuts down in Naples. All right, thank you very much. We appreciate the call. Thank you kindly. Let's move on, take another one. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the show. Whoa, whoa.
Hi, this is Shayna from Austin, Texas.
Yay! Oh, Austin, Texas.
Here, that's
a
great town.
I want to be, have you ever been there?
No, no, but I've heard, I've got friends there, and they say it's a great,
great barbecue,
great music,
great barbecue.
Scene. Great music.
I really
scene.
Want to go to Austin someday. It's one of the best places
well,
in Texas. That's what I hear.
You should come in. We're not just famous for a barbecue. We have the best Tex-Mex, so we have tons of really great taco options.
And an amazing music scene, which you know, you can go out like on a Friday and Saturday night and see some like top shelf musicians. So I'd love to do that. What can we do for you today?
I just wanted to call and say that I love Rob. And I just want to say that sometimes when it's just Rob and Oscar, Oscar, you can be a little mean to Rob, and he's amazing, and you should appreciate
it. Tough love, Oscar. Tough love, Oscar.
Do you think that Oscar is meaner to Rob when I'm not on the show, and he's meaner when it's just the two of them?
100%.
Is it mean or concerned?
No, I understand your concern, but at some point...
I mean, you don't have the profile I have every day when I'm sitting here.
No. Literally.
See, now you're being mean, and that's not nice.
Is it mean, or is he just being an a-hole?
I think he's being an a-hole.
Mm. Let me. What's your first name again, darling?
Shayna.
Shayna, let me explain something about Oscar and meanness. First of all, I describe the show as three guys busting each other's balls. And when we're talking mean, it's not all poor put upon Rob, okay? Let me quote Mr. Santana from yesterday's show when he referred to Mike O'Mara, you have nowhere to go but up. And then he said, to heaven. So I think that we all spread it around rather liberally.
Yeah, I have to agree.
We all share it, you know. And thank you, listener, for posting that, because I didn't hear it the first. And that's a lot of stuff that Pony and Oscar do. You know, I don't hear it. And I don't even hear some of the stuff Rob says. It's these nasty, evil, throwaway comments directed at me.
And you know what's funny? And I just noticed it when you recounted it. Pony laughs harder when you get your balls busted than any other time.
Well,
even if you were to like lie him down and tickle him, he wouldn't
He's
laugh.
The boss.
And I'm Pony's like
Please
boss,
do
and I've yelled at Pony more than any of you guys have. So I mean, that's the way it happens. But Shayna, you know what?
I'll throttle.
I think you're absolutely right. We should all take our nice pills.
Yeah,
yeah,
we throttle back.
Yeah, just occasionally, not all the time, just occasionally. I love you.
Oh, we lost her.
Oh, that's a shame.
Weird. She's gone.
Weird.
She
seems like a very wise woman.
Austin, Texas. Let's take another one. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the show. Whoa, whoa.
Hey guys, am I the 100th caller?
No, but it sounds like maybe you got a little lung butter brewing in there, something to put on your toast.
Oh, I do. I'm sick. Hey,
oh,
guys,
you are? What's the matter?
Zika?
I think it's the sinuses.
Oh.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in South Carolina.
Ah, okay. That'll be good.
Mm. What can we do for you? What's your first name, sir?
Travis.
Travis, what can we do for you?
Travis.
What can we do for you, Travis?
I hope
today
you're
on the
feeling
show?
Better.
I was hoping for some free concert tickets, but that'll... Hey, I just got my order of MeUndies in yesterday. It's great.
Oh, nice job.
Travis, can I ask a question? Just based on hearing you over the phone.
Sure.
I'm going to guess those MeUndies were not a medium.
That is so messed up.
No, they were Mike size.
Okay. So you got double XLs?
Yeah.
Are you a man of larger carriage? No, I think that's great that he bought me undies. That's fantastic.
That's so much
so. Are you an XL or a double XL?
I'm an XL.
An XL, okay. As a matter of fact, my me undies are XLs as well, and they fit great.
Nice.
They're fantastic. So that's
did you get your hip replaced as well, sir?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet. Working on.
Well, I have to let the infection clear up.
Hey, just when you do it, just remember what I said. It works great.
Well, if I drop your name, do I get a discount for that?
Oh, you know, I'm sure you get a volume discount with my guy. It's one thing I figured out. He does a lot of them. A whole bunch of them.
Things are great in Charleston, Mike.
I'm
going to get a new hip as soon as this clears up.
My name is Travis, and I bought some B-Undies.
B-Undies?
There's nothing better than B-Undies. I've got them in a special tie-dye pattern, and they're fantastic.
red, blue, and just a hint of brown.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Look, what do I say to her once we get in the car?
No problem, Rat. What you need is my special five-point plan. First of all, Rat, you never let on how much you like a girl. Or Daddy. Hi. Two, you always call the shots. Kiss me. You won't regret it. Three, act like wherever you are, that's the place to be. Isn't this great? Four, when ordering food, you find out what she wants, then order for the both of you. It's a classy move. Now, the lady will have the linguine and white clam sauce and a Coke with no ice. And five. Now, this is most important, Rat. When it comes down to making out, whenever possible, put on side one of Led Zeppelin 4.
Simone, what went on between you and Stacy?
Let me tell you something, Rat. I mean, sometimes girls just go haywire. I mean, it happened a month ago. I've been trying to think of a way to tell you ever since. And we were out messing around and something happened. Well, it's all over. I mean, it's no big deal. I never even called her again. If you ask me, right, she's a very aggressive girl. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't understand.
She never really was your girlfriend, right?
Hey, f*** you, Damone. I mean, there are a lot of girls out there, and you have to mess around with Stacy. I mean, what do you got to prove, anyway?
Sorry.
Look, I always stick up for you. Whenever people say, that Damone, he's a loudmouth, and they say that a lot, I always say, hey, you just don't know Damone. I mean, when they call you an idiot, I say, hey, Damone's not an idiot, you just don't know him. Well, you know something, man, maybe they do know you pretty good. Maybe I'm just finding out now.
Get lost. Woke up in a great mood, and I don't know what the hell.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show, an internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe, because they get it, and if you're here, you will too. Open Line Wednesday. Phone lines always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. We have an elaborate system of hand signals and pulleys where Oscar will let me know when a call is coming through. And it goes something like this. And I try to figure out if we
small
have
small hands, smell like cabbage.
Well, we don't know whether to take a call or to steal second. It's very, very elaborate.
Our show today brought to you by Touch of Modern. Got my update at Touch of Modern today from my fancy new watch that is making its way from the factory. I'm very, very excited. Are you ready to upgrade your lifestyle and leave boring behind? Are you? Touchofmodern.com has all the latest trends, whether it's fashion, tech, or decor. Touch of Modern has it, and they have it at the best price. Touch of Modern is always changing. I love surfing their watches. I can do it for hours, and every single day they've got something brand new when you go to this website, and there is something for everybody. Yeah, whether you want to gift somebody or get something like I did, a gift for myself, because I was just feeling sad. Touch of Modern scours the globe to find unique design-focused products to elevate your style. Jaw-dropping tech gadgets and gear, sleek iPhone cases and accessories. But I like to mention the watches.
Yes.
I love the watches, and they come in a variety of price ranges. So if you're a watch geek like I am, you're going to love this website as well. Right now, our listeners get immediate access to all these great deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today. Because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. It's Open Line Wednesday at 888-920-6673, and we have another phone call. Let's get right to it. Hi, you're on the show. Whoa, whoa.
Hi, boys. I'd like to offer my services to you guys as the next host of Talkin' Political Persuasions.
You want to take over for me on Political Persuasions?
No, I want to do Talkin' Political Persuasions.
An analysis and after show on podcast? You know what? I'm going to give you that gig.
I have no background in radio. I have no background in politics, but I think I can handle the duty.
That's fine.
You know?
What would you talk about? There's been one episode.
Right.
Well, that's the joke, you see. That's the gig.
No, but he might have something. I want to hear what it's
his what would you say about the last
elevator
episode?
Pitch?
Yeah,
what would you say about the last episode of Political Persuasion, sir? That's your audition.
It was intriguing.
You didn't listen to it. You didn't listen to it. You're a fraud. You're a charlatan. You did not listen to the
you
show.
You and everyone else.
Charlatan.
By the way, as you know, as Hillary comes off her bad week, mm-hmm. and Trump had his bad week, you know, it's a situation where we are so inundated with negativity that I just I'm right back to where I started again,
yeah.
where I just don't know what to
just
talk
disgusted.
About. Because all it is like negative one, negative. Who has a good? The person that has the good week in American politics is the person that is not getting crap from the other person. So when the other person screws up, the other person has a good week. And when the person doesn't screw up, they have a flat week.
Mike, it's not worth doing another episode.
You know what? You're funny. You know, maybe we can address that somewhere down the road. But right now, let's just be honest. Mm-hmm. All I can do to make it in here every day.
True.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So that's where we are. But, you know, really, let me just make sure that my low-grade infection, you know, and my blood clot on my lung clears up a bit before we start talking about doing a third show every week.
A lot of that will come up in the after show.
Thank you.
Yeah, they'll discuss all of that.
Talking TMOS?
Talking Political Persuasions.
Talking Political Persuasions. Let's take another call. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Brendan from Stuttgart, Germany.
Ooh. Brendan from Stuttgart. Oh, that is wonderful. How are you there, Brendan?
Es ist wundervoll, ja.
Ja, ja.
Das ist delightful. It's always nice to talk to some Brendan. How's the weather in Stuttgart? I know it's been a bad day for Europe with the Italian earthquake.
Italy had a bad earthquake this morning, but about 80 degrees here. Really nice.
All right, that's good. Wonderful. And everything else going well in Germany? What you know, we're getting into that season over there where it's kind of fun with the with all the fests and the brew fests and all that good
and all
stuff.
All the racing.
Right.
Yes.
We've got all the wine festivals going on now, and in about 3 weeks we'll be opening up the bottles of beer. It's
yeah,
a wonderful
wine fest
time of year over here.
And are you what do you do over there, just out of curiosity?
So by day I'm an English teacher, and at night I am a professional opera singer.
Oh, now let me turn this down. Wow. Is there a chance, you know, I know you have to warm up, but is there any chance at all? It's midday.
How's
in Germany. Is there a chance we could get a little something-something opera for the show? I'd love to hear it.
I'll give you this. Next recording I send in to Rob, I will give you some operatic, some fun there. So I'll,
can you
sing
just
my
give
next
me a,
commercial.
Can you give me a Figaro?
Figaro, 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 Figaro.
Wow. Okay. That's enough.
I felt a stirring in my
wow.
pants.
That's yes. That's did you now?
Well, wow. I'm not really into opera, reaction. But this guy changed everything. Good.
Thank you very much for calling. And keep listening abroad and share the you know, share the words for all the expats over there.
And warn us before the attack.
Yes, when they come back, when Germany comes back again. And best to Angela Merkel.
We'll do. Can I get a quick question in?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, sure.
If you guys could do an international show, where would you do it?
I would probably want to do it as much as I'd love to go back to the old sod and where they speak English. It would probably for me be either Dublin, Ireland, or Paris, France. That's where I'd like to go.
France.
Well, where would you?
Dicey.
Where would you like to do?
Dicey
an
at best.
Show?
I say this gentleman is probably saying that Stuttgart would be a good place.
But although if we were going to do Germany, we'd probably have to do Munich. That's sort of the party center of
just
the country.
Like the
can
movie.
I tell you that I have a bad many
not
wives
like the
ago,
movie.
I went to Stuttgart because we actually flew into Frankfurt and then drove to Stuttgart and met with my ex's aunt.
What was her name?
Tanta Meyer.
She was hot, right?
And
good lady?
She had,
little mustache.
Now, you know what? Be careful. I still worry about the statute of limitations.
Okay,
you know?
All right.
The thing about we went in there, and we saw in one day something like 10 castles.
Yeah,
I was so castled out by the end of this. And at the end of the day,
they
I was
call
told,
them Schlosser, Mike.
But you believe in ghosts.
We were going to go to Munich, and we were going to or München, and we were going to go see the Hofbrauhaus, where they have the great beer and the steins
and the bands.
So all day, I'm looking forward to that. And we got there, and we sat down, and we got the big stein of beer, and the beer was incredible.
The best in the
and
world.
And we sit down, and I, in my broken German, I say to a guy, Sorry, I don't speak German. And he said, well, that's okay. I speak English. I said, oh, you're an you're Canadian. He said, yeah, I'm Canadian. And it turned out he played for the Washington Capitals.
Oh, wow.
No way.
So here I am at the end of the day. Not only do I have a stein of beer, but I'm sitting next to, I think the player's name was Doug Hicks, if I remember correctly, because I got the name.
Doug Hicks.
And at that moment, my ex leaned in and said, she wants to go now.
Oh.
And there was no negotiating whether she would go or not, simply because she was paying for the trip.
Yeah.
So I was.
She held the keys, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I also remember.
Well, I know Oscar knows Ni Hao, but when you ask for a beer in Munich, you ask for a Maß. So
Maß?
More in 1 liter is Maß. So just point the finger up and say Maß.
Maß.
Oscar could get a beer here.
Maß. I can't. You know, it's beautiful Maß. Country. And Rob, you had a question?
No, I was just going to say I was imitating how to enter to the beer. Maß.
Oh, you can put your hand down.
Yeah, hand signals work. Yeah. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it, sir. And
thanks.
Good luck
Bye.
In Germany.
Thank you, bud.
Yeah, you know what?
Figaro.
The other memory I had was we went to some outside of the castle. They had these little kiosks where they serve food.
Right.
And I pulled a hair out of my potato salad.
Oh.
That seriously was like 3 feet long.
German hair.
Was it angry?
It was an angry German hair.
What it was, Mike, that was German one of the curling. Hairs they used to rescue the lady in the tower in the castle.
Rapunzel, we have your hair. We have pulled it out of the German potato salad. Now we are going to relax and enjoy. This music indicates that you are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. The air is white. The sky is black. Whatever the song is. The ink
like
is black. The page is white.
Page is white, yes.
We will take a break, and when we come back, it's a visit with Harry Homeowner.
Nice.
And an update on Oscar, who's doing things really without a lot of thought, in my humble opinion. Normally does things with thought, but we'll find out when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to WDGH. This is Gowan, and I'm joined in studio with none other than the pony boy himself, Matt Bloom. Welcome, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we only have time for a couple questions. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So you're the senior producer of the Mike O'Mara Show, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And is that a job as fun as I'd imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. You've been up in your presence quite a bit as of late, and the fans seem to really dig it.
Mm-hmm.
Given your impeccable timing and impressive vernacular, do you think your role will continue to grow?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Well, we got to wrap it up, but one more question. What's up with all those tentacles in anime?
Mm-hmm.
And there you have it, folks. Pony Boy Matt Bloom. You can hear everything he has to say and well, hopefully more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Like that.
Oh,
I love it.
So keep it coming, people. Way to go.
Great music.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon, everybody. Amazon, let me tell you, we love it, and you're going to love it. Takes the hassle out of shopping for anything because Amazon has everything, and their prices can't be beat. They're really, you know, I still appreciate the novelty of shopping online.
Yes.
I still find it almost amazing that, you know, you can sit there in the comfort of your own home, point and click, and then within 24 hours, something arrives on your doorstep that you really wanted really super bad. Something like perhaps a vocal processor, like the brand new Behringer Mini FX.
Oh.
Hey!
Yes, the brand new Behringer Mini FX unit with presets of reverb that you will love. The multi FX processor from Behringer now appearing to in your Mike O'Mara home studio as soon as he plugs it in. It doesn't cost you any extra if you shop through our page, and it's the best and easiest way for you to support the show. Remember, if you need it or want it, it's MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click the shopping cart. It's that easy, everybody. So please share that, and we would appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You and I had a conversation where you had talked about being up on your roof.
You asked me if I was going on vacation. I said, no, I'm up on the roof.
Yeah, you were doing honeydew lists and homeowner projects. And I know that even with your tiny little elfin house that you live in,
yes,
in the area of Georgetown, the homes that they have there, you know, I wouldn't be crawling up on the roofs up there because they're old and they're steep and they're dangerous.
I would think that you would displace so many shingles because of the age of the roof just by going up there.
Tin roofs, all of them.
Oh, tin roof.
Except for
even more dangerous, even more slippery.
They're flat roofs as well, Mike.
So you have a flat roof?
I have a flat roof.
Well, see, that's better. That's better. If you have a flat roof, you're okay. Is it tar? Is it tar
it's,
up there?
It's actually tin. Tar. It's tin flat roof.
So, but nothing on no
no tar, no surface, nothing like crazy, nothing to mess up your sneakers when you're up there hanging out.
Is it 100%
drinking,
flat though?
Drinking beers. It's got a certain angle, but
because
not,
yeah, it would have to for
not,
the water
not,
to come
not
off
a dramatic rate.
Okay. All
when
right.
you bought the house, and I yes. know that you you basically walked into the house and said, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And I signed the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
So the roof. The obviously
was it on fire? No.
No, certainly the roof has been replaced. Since the in the lifetime yes. of the house, that would be that would have to happen.
As my How second home inspector said, it'll last you another 10 years. That's
okay, so
right.
the roof is probably 20 to 25 years old. Something
yes,
like that, right?
Yeah.
So you're up on the roof
in that's, great shape. I'm drinking a Corona like any good American should be.
You took a beer up on through the roof.
Have you ever heard of a rooftop deck? It happens all the time.
Yeah, but you don't have a rooftop.
I don't
deck.
Have a deck, but I want to see what it felt like to drink a Corona up there.
Are you able to just hang out up there?
Yeah. You can. Okay. A little shade. Maybe if we build a pergola would be nice. Something to cover up
See,
the sun.
See, I don't understand what it is. I don't even know. Is Here's the question, and listen carefully.
Yes.
All right, I know you know nothing about homes, but like, is the roof conducive to building any kind of structure?
Yes.
Would you get approved to put a rooftop deck
Every other house on my block, once I got up there, has a rooftop deck. And
That's
I never
not
that.
An answer to the question.
Yes.
Because even though you see that other homes have the rooftop decks,
mm-hmm. yes.
do you have you inquired with the proper
No. I don't need permits if it's not if the front of the house looks the same, the back of the house can be anything.
Again,
that's what I've heard on
question
the street.
Still
not
answered.
Understanding.
You know what? Hold on. Can we have a sidebar you and me, Mike?
All right, very good.
Yeah. I think the problem here might be is that the result of this conversation is going to make him look like he doesn't know what he's talking about, and he's deathly afraid of this. So he's going to continue to sidetrack by telling right. us things like he has a beer and everyone else has a roof deck.
All right. The
sidebar
fact
over.
The fact
Do
that
I need
every
a permit?
Other house,
yes. Technically, I need a permit.
Okay. The fact that every other house in your neighborhood has one
yes.
means you may not be able to build one. Because, you know, if you were able to build one, maybe someone would have done that prior to you being there. You know.
Or it just wasn't something. Most of my neighbors are elderly, so maybe they don't want to be on a roof and hang out up
but they,
there because
they
could fall.
But they have them. Why would they have them if they don't want them?
Well, I helped my neighbor out the other day, and she says, I never hang out up here. It's too sunny, and it's the most beautiful deck in the world, right?
Oh,
on
so
her
it's a beautiful
roof.
Deck on the top.
On her roof.
How do you access it? With a ladder or
mine,
with steps?
Unfortunately, right now, I have to put a
turtleneck and a stocking cap.
I have to climb a ladder to get to my roof.
Okay.
Now.
Is it a difficult ladder to negotiate?
If you're not fit, you won't be able to get up there.
So, in other words, is a small opening to get up there?
No, I place the ladder on the outside of the house, and I climb up, and then I hoist myself up onto the roof.
How much
so
do you
don't
have,
have interior access to
No,
the
there's
roof.
No interior access.
How much is the hoist?
You lift your body weight.
Oh, no.
It would seem to me.
The distance.
Let me throw this out there.
Oh, like
you were,
4 feet.
Okay.
And here we go. If you were contemplating, we always go down this rabbit hole when we're talking.
Well, if you ever watched American Ninja Warrior, it's kind of like that. But once
but
you're up there,
you're
up there.
You're talking about developing a rooftop deck.
Yeah, we cut a hole
in
the roof.
And you just
put an interior stairwell, and then you walk up.
Okay. All right.
That's what you would do.
It just seems to me we're talking pretty significant expense to
Mike,
do that
I'm looking at a 5 to 10 year runway. I'm just trying to dream big, right?
You've
got to set goals.
Just curious.
Yes.
Just curious.
Yeah.
So that was all I heard is that you were on the roof. You were doing some
drinking
stuff.
Coronas, realizing that there's this pesky fireplace up there that's going to ruin the view.
You mean a chimney?
Oh, yes. Chimney.
A chimney.
Chimney.
And not a fireplace. Right?
And it's really not a chimney. It is a chimney.
It's a stack of bricks that must go.
Okay. So do you have a regular wood burning fireplace in your house?
I do.
Okay. You really don't want to, like, dive right into taking down a chimney for no
like,
reason.
I watched a few YouTube videos, and
always
it says to me that because my house is so narrow, that the footprint of the fireplace, it's just inconvenient. I need that square footage.
Would you ever build a fire?
Hold on. This is the same anthem we heard before where you need the room.
The radiators were
so
a bad call.
When you took the radiators out, is because you needed
bad
more
call.
Space.
Bad call. I wholly, after everything I've talked about, that's the worst mistake I ever made.
You know, one thing that would be considered is now that the house is totally devoid of any way to heat it, I would think the fireplace would be more valuable than ever.
Might be important.
No, not really. Because the anatomy of a fireplace, in essence, it's an inefficient part of the house, especially when you have a home that doesn't either have heating or air conditioning. Heat is let in and cold air is let in because you don't have anything else to heat the place or cool the place.
Let me offer you something.
It's basically a hole in the middle of your house.
By way of audio tape, something that I want you to consider. Okay,
yes.
Oscar, thank you.
The chimney sweep is here. A snap in time. Gonna make your chimney shine. You know why. Give us a try.
Dial CHIMNEY.
What do you have in your hand?
A wonderful listener sent this in. What's a homeowner to do? It's a book, 442 Things You Should Know, by our friend from the DIY Network, Stephen Faulkner. All right? So, anatomy of a fireplace. There's a chimney. There's a flue. There's a mantelpiece, a damper, and a firebox. I think I could take the chimney from the top brick by brick down myself by simply just playing the long ball game by getting the chimney down to the tin roof, having a roofer come and patch that up, and slowly, as I have time, take it down brick by brick.
You know what? The staircase to the deck can go up through the chimney hole.
Boom, bam!
Brilliant.
Boom, bam! Yeah.
Perfect.
Hello,
Oscar, I thought this out. Oscar, can you give me, in one paragraph, your priorities as for, because you have been all over the place with this house. It's just like you're... Your attention.
It's whatever
deficit
I can
disorder.
Do, Mike, because everyone else needs time. I want recessed lighting. They tell me it's going to be there in 3 months, so I got to do something in the meantime.
But I mean, the thing is, taking down the chimney, is this just your idea to get?
Yeah, it's
get
my
a
idea.
Space.
Everyone says it's impossible. I watched 10 YouTube videos, probably 3 hours worth of tutorials. It's not impossible. You just got to get up there and do it.
Let's do something. Here's something you can truly relate to, okay? Yeah. Let's talk about home value.
Yes.
Removing a chimney from a vintage, an historical property.
Yes. It's a spite house. Spite house. Nobody wants to go into that house for history.
It's a spite house?
Yes, that's a house that is put to anger the neighbors.
Yes.
So somehow he feels
spite.
That...
What do you mean it's a spite house?
My
what,
house
Ben Franklin
is,
put up a spite house
built
or what?
On an alley. It's a spite house. It's nothing grand or beautiful. It is just there for square footage.
But it's historic.
Eh.
But when was it built?
1840.
You can't take the chimney out without consulting people.
I can do what I want.
You're the homeowner, but you're going to
see what
you're going to
do. They haven't stopped me yet.
You're going to crawl up with a Corona and a sledgehammer and start knocking down the chimney? Is that what
you're
going to do?
I'm not going to drink the day I do work, but yes, I will be up there.
Chimneys are ka-ching, ka-ching,
Mike,
especially
and you know what?
When you start doing it by
yourself. I don't
yourself.
Want
it might
a
actually,
chimney.
It might actually be part of the structural integrity of the house.
It isn't.
Yes.
I already had that checked out
by
a professional.
Who?
That said,
who checked it out? Who checked it out?
An engineer came to tell him. I asked him if I could take it down. He said no.
And so it's been confirmed that you shouldn't take
the
chimney down.
No, he said no because he said it's going to cost too much money. It was cost prohibitive. And I said, okay, but can I take it down structurally? He said, well, technically, yes. But you don't have a big budget, so you shouldn't pay someone to do it. I said
because you're going to eventually hear me like you've never heard me before.
Yes. Plus play
if
and record.
If you start to do this on your own, you probably will ultimately have to have someone come in to clean up the work because that's just not going to work.
Mike,
it's not going
to
work.
When someone tells me it's going to cost almost $1,000 to get on my roof and clean up the gutters and take down an old TV antenna that's just been chilling on my roof.
Right.
I said, I wonder if I could get up there myself and figure that out. And you know what?
It's the one with triple zeros. That's is the construction anthem now.
I got up there and I took a shop vac with me and I cleaned my gutters. And then I
saved yourself a grand.
Yes. Now I can take down the chimney.
No, the chimney's a different story. Chimney, you take that. I'm just telling you, it sounds to me like there's so many other priorities that you need to address in your house as opposed to the chimney.
The HVAC may be an option, but no.
HVAC might be. But
Mike, you know who's not in a hurry? The HVAC guys.
Yes, okay. So you want to do things because
I have the time now. I gotta move while I have the time. And I, by the way, I barely have the time. I just figured I'd take down maybe 4 or 5 bricks and then
you know what I would do if I were you?
Get back down.
Do you know what I would do if I were you?
Yes.
If you really wanted to dive into a YouTube video,
yeah.
Why don't you really study flooring and how they put it down and how they take it up and
tongue
how
and groove,
you could
Mike. Tongue
how
and you, groove.
Oh. Yeah, that's a category.
No, the thing is, the taking down of the chimney is, I think, going to result in a bigger problem down the road because you don't know what you're doing. In masonry and in an old 1800s house, is very problematic.
And also, are you going to take out the fireplace too?
I know more about brick and mortar than I ever thought I would know.
Fascinating, but Oscar. But are you going to take out the fireplace too, or just the chimney?
No, the fireplace has to go because it's in the middle. It's in my way. It's in the middle of the house.
It's in his way, Mike. It's in his way.
So it's a center island-like fireplace right in the middle.
And Mike, to give you a perspective of how big the fireplace is, because my place is 11 feet wide.
Right.
The fireplace, its footprint is at least, I would say, 8 feet wide. So that's huge.
8 feet wide. Yeah,
huge,
it's huge.
Right?
Because it used to heat the whole house.
It's 8x5.
Yes.
That's a big footprint.
Probably used to cook on it back in the 1800s.
Yes, I believe that, yeah.
Fricassee, empanadas, everything.
Brick oven pizza.
on the priority list, how high up is this? Are you steamrolling full speed ahead with
this? Well, right now, the current projects I'm working, I've already broken up the entire patio. So that's how I know a little bit more about
that's cool.
Brick
that's
and mortar.
Fine. You want to rebuild
your
patio, that's a good thing.
And since there's a dumpster around the corner and the foreman on the job said I could use his dumpster, I take each brick, I would say roughly 80 feet, and throw it in the dumpster one by one. Great workout.
You don't have a wheelbarrow?
I don't have room for a wheelbarrow, but I never
thought
about that.
Too big of a footprint.
Thank you, yeah.
Okay, it's a big footprint.
Could you use the bricks from the fireplace chimney to build a new patio?
That's going to make him destroy. I'm trying not to get him to destroy his fireplace.
It's very important that we get the chimney down so we can build the deck so it can hold snow and have his roof collapse this winter.
I will say this, that the breakup of the back patio may have caused a water irrigation problem. Because
is that when you sent me the video of the water pouring into the back
when we
of
had
your
those
house?
Big storms come through the D.C. area, now where the back patio was, and by back patio I mean smaller than the studio, there's now a puddle, like a pond of sorts. So,
is there any type of drainage that you can see back there?
I went out there during the storm, and I realized I might have broken up some PVC back there. I thought it was part of the foundation of the patio. But right.
Because when you
I'll
build a patio in the 1840s, PVC was all the rage.
It was.
Well, the house has been modified.
Probably.
I'm terrified.
It's not as cool as I thought it was. I've made a mistake.
Did you get the French drain looked at so you actually have somewhere for
the
water?
I actually fixed that myself.
Oh, very good. Yes. So why is it not working?
The problem was the seal at the top of the drain where it looked like the fire, what's that, the hose, the corner, what do they call those things?
A fire hydrant?
Fire hydrant. It looked like a fire hydrant, right? remember the video I sent you with all the water shooting out?
Yeah.
Yes. The seal between the down, is it called a down pipe?
Downspout?
Downspout, yes.
Downpipe.
Downspout to the PVC pipe that is going into a sewer drain, which was taking all the rainwater out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That seal was loose, so I went to Ace Hardware and I bought some glue and I put them together.
That's great.
Drain glue.
Good luck.
Drain glue. He bought a tube of drain glue.
Good luck to you with your down drain.
I'm gonna chronicle this on Snapchat. Look for Oscar Santana.
I
want to
see more pictures.
Play by play.
Send me. You know what? I have a little homeowner knowledge.
Get on Snapchat.
Snapchat,
yes,
absolutely.
Please.
I'd like to see how you're progressing.
Please.
Thank you. Thank you for that update.
Can't wait to have a beer on that deck.
Yes. Speaking of storm drains, guess who's getting ready? We may be getting one here. Yes, hurricane season. When your summer's already turned to pure shit, why don't you cap it off with a hurricane? Yeah! Yeah! Tell you all about it when I come back. If I don't pass out on the Mike O'Mara show. Thank you.
It's time to download the TMOS app. It's the easiest way to have access to all your favorite shows and characters.
Not in the mood. Just somehow not in the mood for him today. Don't know what it is. Sometimes just their days.
Yeah, I understand.
There are certain days.
There's certain days. There aren't certain days. You know, you just can't help yourself. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Poor Serta.
How you doing, Marcus?
There is a home burglary every 13 seconds. That's more than four per minute. Most of them happen in broad daylight, and they usually start with the crook ringing your doorbell to make sure you're not at home. Then, easy peasy for them, they break in. The Ring video doorbell has been proven to stop burglaries before they happen by allowing you to see and speak to anyone approaching your door just by using your smartphone. I have the Ring video doorbell system, and it's fantastic. I get to see not only the people that ring the bell, but there's a camera in the doorbell, so I can see anybody even coming to my front door. That means you know when the bad guys are around, and you know who is lurking around your house. And now, Ring is using their advanced motion detection technology, same one I just talked about, to protect your entire property with the Ring of Security Kit. The kit includes a Ring video doorbell for your front door and a Ring stick-up cam, a wireless weatherproof HD camera to keep an eye on other parts of the property. The Ring video doorbell and the stick-up cam both install in minutes, and together they provide 24/7 monitoring of your entire home. Right now, for a limited time, our listeners can get up to $150 off the Ring of Security Kit. Just go to ring.com/TMOS right now. Join the millions of homeowners who protect their home with Ring. Go to ring.com/TMOS for up to $150 off your kit. That's ring.com/TMOS. Don't wait. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, so I'm watching the tropics. It's not even a named system. It's got like a...
Isn't it like L90 or something?
L99 or something.
Yeah, they've just assigned it a letter and a number, yeah.
And here's the thing. They showed the different models today as I was watching some of the local weather forecasts, and the models are, you know, they all have different degrees of where the path is going to go. But I think there's only one that doesn't in some partial way come across the tip of Florida.
I have a question.
Yes.
Are you more concerned right now in Florida with hurricane season or Zika? Because that
I am not concerned with
Zika. Because in Tampa,
Zika.
They found the Zika.
Yeah, I'm not concerned with Zika. I don't know why I'm not concerned with Zika, but it seems to me that, especially when the average temperature during the day is like 94 to 97 degrees, we are so in of doors here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will probably start thinking of Zika when the weather dries out a little bit down here and we start getting that great Florida weather. Here's the thing.
But also, aren't you on a course of antibiotics now that would defeat Zika anyway?
Yes, I probably would be fine.
Say you're fine.
HIV, everything goes.
Yes, all the drugs that are in my system, Xarelto, all the good stuff that I'm taking right now. It is, I believe that our governor in this state is a real tool.
Crooked,
like,
right?
A turbo tool. I believe our governor in this state will do, just because of his very nature, will make the wrong decision every single time. And they're talking about how many missteps they've done by low-keying it to start with. When this thing started over in Miami, they were kind of like, we're going to knock out these mosquitoes, no problems at all. I don't think you can knock out mosquitoes. I don't think it works that way. I think they've low-keyed this. And now slowly, creeping ever so slowly, you're getting more. And then it's like, well, then there's some that came from South America. Then someone was bitten in this country. Then we had that. With that said, I still don't feel that kind of urgency yet. And a hurricane on my scale right now is way the hell up there. They obsess about it down here. I mean, we're getting updates every 15 minutes to see what's going to happen. And I've got a 3-year-old, so I think about the hurricane first.
It'll destroy your rooftop deck, won't it?
It will. The rooftop deck will. It'll knock down the chimney.
Zika, the way they reacted to Zika down there, wasn't it sort of backwards in that they panicked at first,
even though
it was all coming from outside in.
Yeah,
they panicked when it wasn't a panic.
People were getting the Zika virus from South America and from the Caribbean, and then they would come to this country and be diagnosed, and they would say, well, we've got another case of Zika in Florida, but it was from out of the state.
But now that it's starting to be real,
now it's got U.S.
Yeah, it's got
U.S. blood in it.
It's got its roots in the ground.
Let me put it to you this way: if you're a pregnant young woman over in the Miami area, I would imagine it would be absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, you move.
You got to get out of there. Yeah, I mean, people are actually moving. Some people are actually moving, and I don't know. I just feel as though.
Do you know who really wins?
Who?
I thought about this yesterday.
Big Pharma?
Yeah, I found the active ingredient in bug repellent. I was like, whoever owns the patent for DEET.
DEET.
Then you invest in them about now or 6 months ago, and you probably get a solid return because everybody's buying.
Yep.
Probably would. And I don't think you'd be. I don't think there'd be a lot of people running to it right now.
You buy your cutter, really... your Deep Woods off, all of these have DEET.
It's so. There's so many things. Here's the thing: I don't have a lot of faith in the people that are doing things down here. You hear people bitch and complain, and then there's nothing. Like
I don't think you can control it. I think it's going to be across the nation by within 5 years. It's just going to be something we deal with like everything else.
I also think that they have some sort of vaccine in development.
They have
to
actually.
Yeah. I think they're doing that. Have you talked to your old man about it at all?
My father. It's interesting because when he went to Venezuela during graduation, the U.S. was like on high alert because they were talking about Brazil and people traveling to Brazil. This is before they actually had a case in Miami, a native case.
And
right?
Nothing happened in Brazil, by the
way. Yes. He said, how are you supposed to control, A, stop people from traveling, B, every species has found a way to get up here. Remember the killer bees from Africa that found it the way over here?
Right.
So we start breaking these down. He said, this is just going to have people... The pharma companies are going to have to find a way to create some sort of vaccine.
That's the way I think ultimately they're going to take care of the problem, because I think killing mosquitoes is kind of an antiquated way. And
that's the Florida way, Mike.
The Florida
policy is DEET and slapping yourself on
and
the
wrist. And those big bug zappers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, when they first talked about they're going to control in these little neighborhoods where it is, and they did so initially by flying planes, and then it seems like a month later they say, well, it turns out the ocean breeze kind of blows the insecticide away. Duh.
Yeah.
And I think that's where leadership
in a related
is,
story, you know, 3,000 infants have cancer now.
You want to know when you really know how screwed up our government is? When you really feel as though they're the ones you have to rely on to do something?
Right.
And all they're doing is pointing the fingers at the other guys, and you see it on the local level. And it's not even a situation where they're in government now. They're trying to run for office, because I'm seeing all the ads down here. And they're all talking about, every single ad I have seen is talking about how bad the current guy
is. The
other
guy is, yeah.
And that's it. And nobody. And another guy comes out and goes, our water is precious in Florida. If you elect me, that's going to be my priority. No one's telling what you're going to do. You know, I mean, my kid went to the beach, and he's at the beach again today. And I worry about the water he's literally going to be putting his little baby toes in, because they've effed up the water down here so much. This is a really, I can't even begin to describe how effed up this state is and the people that are running it. It is scary, because you just don't feel like anything is really getting done practically, and you need massive efforts right now to do this. I worry about, if we get a hurricane, about the response and what's going to happen.
How is the coverage right now as far as the hurricane? Because it was in the the first 5 minutes of the Today Show, they mentioned that it was, you know, it could happen.
70% chance of development. Right
when
now.
When you turn on like local news down there, your whatever your local NBC affiliate,
Wink.
Yeah, do they Wink news. Do they spin out? Are they starting to spin out yet?
No.
How do they cover?
What they are is highly competitive. They're what the government should be, because the meteorologists down here, they go back to Hurricane Charlie and talk about who predicted the turn when it turned in.
Hello.
Who predicted the turn when it turned into the coast.
Right.
And, but they are saying also with this one, you know, like they need it, like our friends in Louisiana need more crap to happen. The fact is, with Florida, as far as hurricanes are concerned, I think it has been wind that we worry about more in this state, because it's a peninsula and the hurricane comes on land and it's there for a very brief period of time. When you're talking about Louisiana, you're talking about these lingering rain events that are going to happen. It's just my heart goes out to the people there. And I'm just going to wait and see, like everybody else. And in the event that I'm convinced that we're in a rough situation here. I'm going to get the family out of Dodge.
Mm.
I'm going to stick around, but I'm going to get the family out of here and you know, get them into a, you know, get them on a plane and get them to fly up to Virginia. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
With with the course as they're planning it now, when will they know the actual destination of this storm and whether it develops? Is it in the next
week
or so?
Like a day before it's, you know, they don't know. Well, these things change, you know.
Hourly, I know they do, but
I voiced
is it too far away to actually project an accurate path?
Accurate, yes. Yeah, they can't predict.
They have several paths that they think are likely to happen. I know that. Like
here's the thing. I happened to do voiceover a hurricane documentary, and when I did it, you learn things when you're voicing over the documentary because you do retakes and you think their whole deal with hurricanes now is not just path of storm, but to predict the strengthening. And one of the most dangerous things about a hurricane is within an incredibly short period of time, based on the water that it travels over, the strengthening can be catastrophic. And so that's what they worry about, not only the path of the storm, but what I was telling you guys is when I looked at the paths, if this does develop into something significant, they're all pretty close. Too close for comfort. Ugh. And we'll keep you posted and let you know. But
do you have you've been through these storms before. Most of the
I haven't myself. No, I've never been.
No, because he hasn't lived down there that long.
No, your house has. What I'm saying. Do you have the like steel windows that can come down, or did they board them up?
No, I don't even have hurricane glass in here.
Oh, wow.
No, I don't. You know, the fact is that you get that kind of direct hit. You know, hurricane glass and all that. You're probably going to lose your roof, and you're cooked, and that's the
way
kind of stuff goes. So, no, you keep your eyes to it, and you know.
Where would you? I think you're supposed to get in the bathtub, right? If something
goes
down,
that's a tornado. That's more of a tornado. But I would probably think the same thing
would
hold true for a hurricane.
You're supposed to disassemble your chimney at the first sight of a hurricane. Take it all down, brick it.
The heart of the house.
But the good news is, if we have to drive away, my doctors say when you have blood clots, it's a really good idea to take really long car trips and sit in the car for a really long period of time. That's what they tell you. Yeah. So it's just like
you got to pull over on 9 to 5. I got to stand up.
Let me write it down. 2016 greatest summer of my life. Thank you, doctors. I appreciate it, and thanks for the hurricane too.
Big weather.
Yeah. That's it. So all I can say about the summer of 2016 is look right in the camera and go. Yeah!
I hope you're journaling, because these are times you're going to want to remember.
I should, but after I do this show every day, I don't have the energy. We'll take a break. We'll come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, a special announcement for all of my D.C. area listeners. If you're heading down to the beach, make sure to check out the Mike O'Mara Show. We can be heard Monday through Friday on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. By now, you've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how great I sleep. It's my favorite. Oh, my God, it's so consistent. Maybe you've considered a Sleep Number bed, but you thought you couldn't afford one. Ask yourself, can you really afford another restless night's sleep? Well, here's great news. There has never, ever been a better time to come to a Sleep Number store, because all beds are on sale during the biggest sale of the year. The Sleep Number bed lets me choose the comfort and support that's just right for me. And since it adjusts on each side, it is the perfect bed for couples. And with optional Sleep IQ technology, it tracks your sleep so you know what to adjust to sleep better. Like changing your Sleep Number setting. I know what's working because Sleep IQ tells me. Rob, go get a Sleep Number bed.
You know what? I will.
Thank you. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 95, and I feel great. I do. Hurry in now during the biggest sale of the year. All beds are on sale, and you can save 50% on the Labor Day limited edition bed. It's fantastic. Hurry in right now. All beds are on sale, and save that 50%. You only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And really, somebody said they didn't say my name the other day. They mentioned TMOS. I think you have to say Mike O'Mara sent me.
Yes, be very really specific, please.
So please, mention Mike O'Mara. Please don't be like my late mother, who didn't do that, and then she passed. Please don't do that. Thank you.
News.
Boo.
At least there's no grudge, Mike.
Hey, this is kind of a cool story. That's why I'm going to leave with this on News You May Not Need today. A fisherman from a city called Puerto Princesa in the Philippines was working 10 years ago when he spotted a huge pearl inside of a giant clam. He took it home to his little wooden shack. He put it under his bed for good luck, and he has kept it there for the past 10 years. But there was a fire at his place earlier this year, and he had to move. He decided maybe he should see if it was worth anything, and yes, it was. The pearl is 77 pounds.
Wow.
Wow.
It is 26 inches long and 12 inches wide. Both of those measurements make it the biggest pearl in the history of the world by a massive margin. It's worth approximately $100 million.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
$100 million?
Well, you know.
Wow.
Why do you think he lived in the shack? The current world record for the biggest pearl is the Pearl of Allah. Which was also found off the coast of the Philippines. It's only 14 pounds, and it's less than 10 inches long. The new pearl is being authenticated now.
I remember the Pearl of Allah from when I was little, and I had the Guinness book.
Yes.
Yeah. And it looks like a pile of dough. It doesn't even look like what you would see in a necklace.
No, it's not like a perfectly round
thing,
right?
No, this one also looks like a huge cocoon.
Like a shell.
A cocoon almost.
Yeah. Now we're looking for a 72-foot woman to wear it as a necklace.
Well, $100 million.
Oh, wow.
If he was in that type of poverty before,
yes.
What are the odds? I mean, what do you do with those dollars?
It's going to be interesting to see. I would love to see a follow-up on a story.
He's probably going to get a rooftop deck.
Like I won the lottery.
Yeah. Speaking of money, Jennifer Lawrence tops Forbes.com's annual list of the highest paid actresses in the world for the second year in a row. She raked in $46 million over the past 12 months. Last year, she was number one with $52 million. Here are the top 10. Jennifer Lawrence, $46 million. Melissa McCarthy, $33 million. Scarlett Johansson, $25 million. Jennifer Aniston, hanging in there at $21 million.
Good for her.
Chinese actress Fan Bingbing.
Oh, she's the greatest.
Great website.
17 million.
Hey, it's she me, made the Fan list. Bingbing.
Fan Bingbing. Why don't you come up to the house? Have yourself a little BBQ.
Beat her kids.
Oh, hit my kids good and hard because I didn't earn enough money.
Hey, it's Fan Bingbing. Gary was late to breakfast again, and he mysteriously fell down the stairs.
I have such big foreheads on my children.
Daddy was smoking and drinking. All right. Kathy, all during the pregnancy. She made the list of foreign movies, but you might recognize her from 2014's X-Men Days of Future Past. She played Blink.
Ah, there you go.
You know what I'm talking about?
All yes.
Right. Charlize Theron, 16.5. Amy Adams, 13.5. Julia Roberts, 12 million. Mila Kunis, 11 million. And Bollywood actress Deepika Padukone, $10 million.
Solid. There's a new movie called Money Monster on demand.
Money Monster?
Yes, it's got George Clooney and Julia Roberts. I think you'd like it.
Oh, he hosts?
I think I saw a trailer for it.
He hosts like a Jim Cramer type show, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and it looks
buy,
like,
sell.
One of those when I say, hey, Carla, look at this. She goes, meh. Thanks a lot. All right, I'll be going to see that one alone. Okay, it gets more interesting at the Fox News Channel. Andrea Tantaros, or Andrea, I'm not sure. She just became the second former Fox News commentator to sue Roger Ailes for sexual harassment after Gretchen Carlson did it in July. In her $50 million lawsuit, she says, quote, Fox News masquerades as a defender of traditional family values, but behind the scenes it operates like a sex-fueled Playboy Mansion-like cult steeped in intimidation, indecency, and misogyny. Mentioned in her lawsuit, along with Roger Ailes, is, hi, Bill O'Reilly.
Hey.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly.
Did you see any evidence of that when you were his roommate?
At Marist, he was constantly touching me.
I know.
It was horrible.
Horrible.
She says she was harassed by Bill O'Reilly, who invited her to what he promised would be a very private meeting at his house.
Oh, that is so disgusting.
Just for perspective. A, that's a horrible company culture. You can't run that type of business these days, right?
At CBS, we were at a big corporate broadcasting company, and they made us sit down and watch videos about what to say and how to behave in the office.
Still didn't stop people. So I remember sitting there, and when I was a freshman in college, and I was interning or just new to the business, right? And I remember the all the sales girls were, they looked like Playboy bunnies at this radio station. And I said,
"You're lucky."
And I said,
"I never worked at a radio station."
No, Mike, WJFK was like that.
Yeah, sure. We had a couple. We'd go nuts when they would come into work. Oh, yeah, look at her.
They certainly got some attention.
Right, exactly.
And but I sat there and I was like, I don't know if you're looking for diversity, and this is before I even knew what that was. I just said, I guess you have to be really good looking and a woman to be in sales.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's all I thought.
Well, imagine being in the TV anchor chair would be the same way. But obviously, the culture goes back a long way. And by the way, 20 years ago, probably standard. You had a little bit of that. But during the last two decades, guys, I mean, it's been on the radar. It's
sure.
been completely on the radar.
Remember Larry? So the fact that Larry King and all the dates he would go on?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Larry was a sleazeball.
Oh, the worst.
But would you like to know another name mentioned in the lawsuit?
Sure.
Yeah.
Steve Doocy.
No.
Yuppers. Andrea says Fox executives tried to silence her with, quote, threats, humiliation, and retaliation. Meanwhile, Fox says she's the one who's retaliating after they fired her for breaching her contract by writing a book. You know, this is really, you wouldn't have this many women that not only are corroborating what Gretchen Carlson said, and that's why Roger Ailes resigned, and now you've got this lady. And by the way, I've seen her on TV, on her commentary. She is a pit bull when it comes to, you know, attacking the left and doing that. She is a Fox believer all the way, but obviously was taking this crap on the side. And it'll be interesting to see how the Bill O'Reilly stuff plays out, because Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity were two guys that were very vocal defending Roger Ailes when this first came down the pike. So we'll have to wait and see what's happening. You know, but it's amazing.
My head is still spinning on Doozy.
Quick sidebar. Has CNN gotten better looking, or is it just me?
Boy, that's an interesting question.
Because I had it on silent yesterday.
I think you might be right.
I said, when did CNN become Fox?
Yes, CNN Zikari, might be up against game a little bit.
Yes, that bra, the blonde chick.
No, that's an Indian guy.
Oh, same thing. Oh, you mean Zikari 360?
Yeah.
Oh, he's good looking too.
He's dreamy. Absolutely dreamy.
Who's the doctor?
The Rio Olympics took all seven of the top spots again. Monday's coverage was the most watched of the week. That was the night Allyson Felix lost the gold in the 400-meter race when Shaunae Miller from the Bahamas dove over the finish line. Sunday's closing ceremony pulled in 17 million viewers and helped give a boost to a special preview of the new Miley Cyrus and Alicia Keys version of The Voice. I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I watched some
Solid.
Of the closing. And The Voice was just an amazing opening. They did a nice job of the cross promoting. So they
NBC knows what to do. They pay their money, but they get their juice. They certainly
You know
do.
What? I love the dynamic this year with The Voice. I think bringing in Alicia Keys and Miley Cyrus, just fantastic to have them compliment Adam Levine and Blake Shelton. I think that show's going
to
kill
it's
this year.
It's hard
again.
To hate that show. Like,
it is.
I try to find because they're having so much success. I was like, you can't just put two new people in. It's going to work. It does. It's better.
It's a good structure.
And the superstar is going to be Alicia Keys, in my humble opinion. She is going to kill it. And then they get up and you realize that all of them have their own real chops.
Yeah.
And they sing Dream On by Aerosmith. It was killer. It really was. NBC also took advantage of their increased ratings to air a Friday preview of the sitcom Superstore.
Robert's favorite.
Really
loves the show.
Is it like Walmart?
It is set in a Walmart. Yeah. It's actually some of the writing is pretty funny.
Cloud Nine?
Cloud Nine, I think, is what it is. Yeah. And one of the guys from The Kids in the Hall is the manager. He's funny in that show.
The one that returns for its second season on September 22nd. Now, a little something something. A 44-year-old guy named Jason Suaret from Eustis, Florida, was in his car in the parking lot of a Publix grocery store.
There's that name again.
There we go. Last Thursday afternoon. With two ladies, not one, two ladies. One was named Spring Aiken, and the other's name was Angel Hansen. Spring was performing on Jason, and Angel was just watching.
Sure.
Unfortunately for Jason, a bunch of people saw them doing the nasty and complained to the store manager. He called the cops, and they interrupted Jason and the ladies. Sounds like a TV show right there. Jason and the ladies.
After
Friday
the Olympics.
On ABC. Before things could get really rolling, when they searched Jason, they found some meth and paraphernalia. So he was arrested for disorderly conduct and drug possession. Spring was charged with disorderly conduct, and Angel was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. So they spread it all around. God love them. They got it all taken care of. And, of course, that leads me to today's slogan of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, good, for Florida.
That's right. When you grocery shop in Florida, we'll always help you with your bag. Thank you very much. There we go. Thank you very much. Yeah. You know what? They're now automatic. And if I happen to see it there, it's just they write themselves. It's fantastic. We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So, you love listening to the Mike O'Mara Show? Well, we want to let you in on a little something something. We have a new bonus show every week. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/bonus for your extra hour of full throttle, uncut, ball busting fun for your week.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Bonus. Hi, this is Gene Simmons.
Hey, Gene Simmons from Kiss.
Who wants a little more? Who doesn't? More is better, am I right, ladies? So how would you like more TMOS in your life? Good news, it's just a click away. Each week they record a 6-episode of the show, uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the 2016 TMOS bonus package. You'll get full access to all of the 2016 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology. Yeah. At over a 25% savings. All waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. He always almost goes full Israeli.
You
on
know
it.
What? It goes. It's. I give it 5 years.
It's all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMO's bonus packages. When you sign up, you get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So why wait? Couldn't wait.
Do you want to rock and roll all night?
And party every day. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get it done. The TMOS bonus package. Order it right now. Because when you do, my pants will mysteriously slip down to the floor. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, August 24, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
WDSU is a New Orleans television station, and they have a news gathering unit there. But it's odd that they would have this story about the Washington, D.C. area that I didn't hear on any of the Washington, D.C. stations.
Really?
I think it's because they have a certain quality of broadcast talent that can make a story really appropriate for the viewer. Broke this week.
And DSU.
This is my WDSU news story of the week.
Andy Delafield's kids love climbing and playing at Fort Bernard Park in South Arlington. But now they have to watch where they step. Delafield is physically disgusted after learning a serial pooper is targeting this playground. An unusual and unsanitary vandal. Arlington County Parks and Rec saying human poop has been found about 4 to 5 times in the last few months.
Wow.
Megan Collins found the pile hidden where her 2-year-old son Duke played.
Nobody would want your kids to have to deal with that on the playground.
Officials say the person responsible is covering the poop with a shirt or jacket.
Oh, yes.
And when
so
a child
nasty.
Or parent picks it up,
cameras,
they get a nasty surprise.
Oh,
the culprit has been tough to sniff out. Parks and Rec believes it's happening after hours in the dark. Each time it's reported, workers clean it up and disinfect the area.
Who could be sick enough to, like, do something like that? It's just absolutely disgusting.
It is absolutely disgusting. And I'm glad
WDSU
is there.
Where's Pat Collins on this?
Pat Collins says, I don't know how to get to that park. I've never been there.
Send Megan McGrath over there. What the hell's going on? Come
Can't
on.
Can't get this fedora dirty.
It's ridiculous. Really, give him a cap. Give him a little beanie. Send him over there. You know, see if, find the poop, Pat.
You know what would be great is if you sent Pat over there with his snow stick.
Yeah. Take a look at this.
I usually measure snow.
You know what's gross is the person covers it up.
With a shirt.
Well, that's the dirty, dirty side of them. Where they're like, eh. Yeah.
Has anybody even speculated? I mean, is there a homeless population around there?
Homeless people don't cover it up and walk away.
Yeah.
They don't hide it for a special surprise.
I think
I've
most,
only
most
seen
homeless people,
poop one time, and that was in D.C., downtown D.C.
I see it all the time.
A lot of times I think the homeless people hit the overpasses, the pedestrian overpasses in Arlington. That's what I've heard.
On the overpass?
Like, or the steps that access them, because, you know, there's like a little room.
Yeah, in the stairwell.
Yeah. Mike, because a man craves privacy.
There's and look, and to be fair, I'm not sure about the serial pooper, but the homeless overall, you're dealing with mental illness, right?
Yeah. Mike, I know with your hip surgery, you haven't had a chance to do a lot of fishing, but you like to fish.
Yeah.
And one of the worst things about fishing is when you have to clean and bone the fish after you catch it. No one likes that, right?
Right.
So I think this
Pony
laughed
at bone the fish.
I am. I'm so immature.
Well, Pony will like this
Pony
commercial.
Laughed at bone the fish. Hey, here's your fish. You want to bone it?
Yeah.
Hey, Pony, you want to bone the fish?
You bet I do.
So here's the...
Man's lonely.
Has something to do with the smell, I think. Here is a commercial that it actually seems to be true to me. It has a bunch of guys arguing about who has to clean the fish.
Yay! Who wants to clean and debone them?
I'll do it.
What gives?
You want to do it?
Just wait till you see what I've got. It's the Wonder Boner.
The Wonder Boner?
You laugh now. Just watch. You just assemble the Wonder Boner stainless steel rods like this. Voila! The Wonder Boner. My wife would like that. I think the Wonder Boner is a winner.
Is it real?
So, Dave, when did you get the Wonder Boner?
The Wonder Boner, the Wonder Boner is available through our Amazon link.
Whoa.
Oh, my nice. God. Yeah. Send us, if it's not too cheap, if it's cheap, send us a Wonder Boner.
I'll send you a Wonder Boner. I think that would be nice.
No, don't send me a Wonder Boner.
Send
no,
Mike
send
one.
It to the studio.
Mike.
You see how he does it? I don't want to deal. Yes, all right, go ahead. Yes.
I thought you might like one. You're the one who
fishes. No, I don't. I just thought it'd be fun to see it in the studio.
It's fantastic. It's like a steel shaft that you push through the fish. And
Chef,
the
Wonder Boner.
And the entire bone structure comes out. If it works, it's fantastic.
Oscar will be giving some of those away on the Starbucks patio.
Oh, yeah. Gentlemen, when you get a fish, use this.
Are you familiar
the Wonder Boner.
With the Gregory Brothers, Mike? They're the guys that do those news mashups and sample actualities and turn them into songs using auto-tune. I think you'd like just a tust of this one. It's called Drunk Frat Boy, and this is the Ryan Lotke auto-tune song.
People can see it in many different directions. All we know is there was a gun.
And that's dumb.
There was a gun.
And that's dumb.
There was a gun.
And that's dumb.
Were you robbed? I don't know. All I know is I was a drunk frat boy. One night.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know why. No why. I had too much to drink. The entire world had to watch this for the last week. Under that influence, still intoxicated. I think so. I know so. I over-exaggerated these tactics.
Makes him sound brighter, doesn't it?
It really does. The video is on our Facebook page. Take a look at it. It's one of their best ones. Somehow they actually made it rhyme.
Ryan Lotke.
Lochte.
All right. It's my pizza.
I'm curious. Yeah. It is. Do you know this song?
Deputy Dog?
Not Deputy Dog. Good call, though.
It's Midnight Cowboy.
Exactly. The theme to Midnight Cowboy played on harmonica.
Probably in the top three of the greatest soundtracks for any motion picture ever made.
So it fits the movie so well. Very evocative.
The movie's horrible. I hate the movie. It's so dark and it's so nasty.
Oh, it's an upsetting film.
It's so New York grit, but the music is absolutely stunning in it. Absolutely
the harmonica horrible. Was played by a guy named Toots Thielemans.
And Toots Thielemans also did the harmonica work on a movie, The Getaway, the original
yes.
Getaway with Steve McQueen. Absolutely. He did all the westerns. He was a Hollywood legend.
He just died at age 94, but here's
did he really?
This is the one that tripped me. I didn't know he did this.
Oh, yeah, on his harmonica.
Oh, yeah.
No, this was the, look, if you needed a harmonica, this was the guy.
Yeah.
This is the guy you would
I tried
to
learn how to play this when I was a kid. No luck.
Did you watch?
My mom said, here's some crayons. That sounds horrible.
I bet you and I would be great watching Sesame Street together as kids because you'd watch the Spanish parts.
Yeah.
And I'd watch the English parts and we'd get along perfectly.
That's the first time I saw like a Latin person on television as a kid outside of the Spanish channel.
The two of us. Like,
I was like, man, she looks like my mom.
Peas and carrots. Anyway.
Hold on just a second. I want to play the...
From the Getaway?
I want to play Turn Yours Down. And the thing about it is... It's so haunting when he plays this. This is the end of The Getaway. Yeah, it's not too good.
That's nice.
He's the best. So beautiful the way he does that work. I love the guy, and I had no idea he was still around. That's amazing.
I think he played up till the very end, but dead at age 94. So safe home, Toots Thielemans. And
Toots.
Let's close with this.
I think it's Toots.
Is it Toots?
Okay. I think it's Toots. Toots means he makes farts.
I think it's Toots.
Or he has little feet.
T-O-O-T-H-S.
Just real quick sidebar here.
Yeah.
Michael is at the age now where my material is starting to go over, and it is such a joy. He has a toy shark that you press down on the dorsal fin, and it makes the lips move.
Yeah.
And I'm having a conversation because I'm using the Jack Cassidy voice as the shark today as I'm sitting on the couch with him. And I said, I think I'm going to take a nap right now, so I'm going to lean over. And I turn the shark over on my chest, and I lean it there, and then I go, oh, I woke up with a toot. And he's like,
oh, you're slaying.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's killing him.
I remember when my family thought I was funny. Long time ago. It's back to school time. And Mike, you know, if you want to save some money and get the best deal on school supplies, go to the man himself, 50 Cent and the 50 Cent store.
Hey kids, it's back to school time. And where do you get the best for the lowest price? The 50 Cent store, where everything costs 50 cents. Not 99 cents, not 75 cents, 50 cents. Go back to school in style with thousands of items like gently used notebooks, 50 cent. Pencil, 50 cent. A thermos with no top, 50 cent. An 8-pack of crayons with 3 missing, 50 cent. Recently expired Lunchables, 50 cent. So come on by the 50 cent store, or you might get shot.
The 50 Cent Store, located at the corner of Route 4 and Myrtle, right behind the club.
50 Cent. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We are all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS. And please continue to spread the word about our show, all over the world. Thank you for your calls today. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Dang. One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.